This is Renovar Ministries, revealing Christ and renewing one heart at a time.
Founded on the rock, go the extra mile. Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount so that his followers could understand God's heart and principles. He also shared the Sermon on the Mount so that his disciples throughout the ages could be equipped on how to live life victoriously. He truly wants us all to make the right decisions and to grow in our faith. Join me as we continue the exciting journey through these teachings that Jesus gave. Today's message is titled, Go the Extra Mile. As believers, we can represent the heart of the Father here on earth. Part of God's heart is that we truly love our neighbor. Jesus gave this as an important second commandment where he stated, love your neighbor as yourself. And you can find this in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 31. During the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave clear guidelines on how to care for others and how to go the extra mile. We will be following in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, from verse 38 together. Jesus said, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, punishment that fits the offense. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person who insults you or violates your rights. But whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other toward him also. Simply ignore insignificant insults or trivial losses and do not bother to retaliate. Maintain your dignity, your self-respect, your poise. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also, for the Lord repays the offender. And whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. Jesus teaches us to build a special tolerance and acceptance towards others. The reason behind this is that many people have experienced Christ's love through others by their actions or through their words. Some people are so used to living a certain way and being ill-treated by others that when they meet someone who displays loving and sincere characteristics, they are significantly impacted. It is a powerful tool to reach them through your actions and to show them Christ's love. A good example of this is through the parable of the Good Samaritan in the book of Luke. In this parable, a man was attacked and brutally harmed by thieves on his way to the city of Jericho from Jerusalem. We learn in this parable that he was just left to die. A certain priest came walking by, but instead of helping him, he moved away from him and crossed over the road. Likewise, a Levite did exactly the same thing. Now, both of these men would have been well respected in their communities, and there would have been an expectation of them to go out of their way to help a person in need. Yet they didn't. But instead, the man on the side of the road was just ignored and neglected. Then out of nowhere, a kind and generous man who was a Samaritan approached him. He then proceeded to bandage his wounds and took him to an inn so that he could recover. The Good Samaritan then went the extra mile and paid for the injured man's board and lodging until he fully recovered. The Word of God says that the Good Samaritan had compassion on the man. In other words, a sincere concern for the suffering that he was going through. Genuine compassion is fueled by love. When a Christian takes steps of love and care for the lives of others, it generates a perfect platform for the Holy Spirit to operate and to minister to others and to change their lives. Hallelujah! So the key question I would like to leave with you today is, are you ready to go the extra mile? Before we go into prayer, I want you to prepare your heart to receive healing from the Holy Spirit. I really feel that God wants to bring his healing to you today, wherever you are in the world. Amen. Let me pray for you. Father God, I just lift up every person listening to this message today. Lord, I recognize that many of your people have been hurt in the past due to the lack of love and genuine concern displayed towards them when they were down and out emotionally, physically, or even spiritually. Because of this, many hearts have been wounded. Father, glorify your holy name today, and please bring your healing to your people. I ask that you touch every heart and mind, and that you will bring your full restoration to them now. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lord, please renew their strength and grant them your peace. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you, and may he impart a deep love in your heart for your neighbors. Shalom.
Please feel free to connect with us through our website www.renovarministries.org for free resources, or if you need any prayer. May God bless you and your family. Shalom.